A lot of the conversation to this point has been about the products. That's the stuff that gets the consumer to buy from the retailer, but then it's that relationship after the fact.
It was very obvious that through the building of the tiny home how the delivery, install, and setup processes were all distinctly different. Because of that, you know, we had to come and try to find a solution.
Is someone supposed to top a prime time where they rolled out a tiny smart home? That was the task presented to Derek Matala, who you heard there, and we got to talking to him, you know, ahead at prime time in Houston, and he's a someone that, you know, is this wasn't his first podcast with me, so his first time on the Independent Thinking Podcast, sure. But someone that is fun to talk with and kind of get his sense on where he is putting his efforts and kind of everything he's got going on. And, you know, for someone that, like I said, had to follow up a prime time in which he rolled out a tiny smart home that really stole the show in New Orleans, he followed that up in Houston with some really awesome partnerships and new programs that rolled out for members. And you know, they kind of built off of what the tiny home presented and made it sort of a reality of sorts for nationwide retailers. It took everything that was in the smart home and made it accessible to the in-store environment. But also, you know, another partnership that sort of extends beyond the retail experience. And what that really boils down to is two programs that Derek presented and had on the show floor at primetime. One with Gori. Gori, a brand that helps retailers sort of create these in-store experiences that can, you know, take something like the tiny home and make it accessible for an in-store experience. And the other being TechSmart USA, the new service partnership that really helps our retailers connect with customers post-sale, in the world of consumer electronics and in particular the smart home. Services sort of, you know, something that needs to be thought of and really provides a more of an opportunity for the retailer to kind of continue that relationship with the customer after they've been in their store and purchased products. So really cool programs that, it's tough for me to say, given my excitement and personal enjoyment in the tiny home, tough for me to admit that they maybe surpassed it in terms of the overall excitement and the opportunity that they present. But I think that's kind of, you know, after talking with Derek at primetime for this podcast, the sense that I got. So I want to obviously share that with you, so not waste any more time and just dive into this podcast with Derek Matala, our VP of the Connected Home Division at Nationwide. All right, we're back on the Independent Thinking Podcast, coming to you from Houston, Texas at primetime. And right now, one of my favorite interviews, always one of my favorite interviews, Derek Matala, because, you know, the tiny home is a thing that I can always get behind. I'd rather be in it constantly, but, you know, the VP of Connected Home Division here at Nationwide. And Derek, I appreciate you taking the time, stepping away. I know you're only a few paces from the tiny home and your spot on the floor here, but
yeah,
appreciate you coming over and chatting.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. It's good, yeah. good to sit down, and it's been a lot of cool things going on here in Houston.
I know.
It's been an incredible show.
This is one I've been looking forward to. You know, I've walked around to a couple interviews with you, but to now it's me and you.
Yeah,
man.
That's right.
Now it's me
that's
and you.
Right.
Now we get to chit-chat and talk about what's going on. So.
That's right. That's right.
Well, first of all, I've been asking everyone, you know, how has Houston been? How's Houston been to you?
Oh, it's been great. The city's fantastic, yep. First of all, and it's despite a little bit of the weather for, that
sure.
Made some modifications to the schedule and the presentation and the location of our outdoor space.
Outdoor moves indoor.
Outdoor moves indoor. That thing, they did a great job, and the convention center has been fantastic. The layout has been good, and I really like the way the whole area has set up to help accommodate a show of our size and all of our members.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and like I say at the top, the connected home stuff. I mean, my background, I come from the CE side and covering it for a while, and That tiny home is back here at primetime. Seen a lot of traffic going through it.
Yeah.
But there's been a lot. You know, it's going to be tough for me not to focus on the tiny home this time. But,
yeah, yeah.
you know, there is so much more happening in the connected home space here for Nationwide at primetime. And the one I want to start with is TechSmart. You know, you guys, we've sort of beat around the bush with this in the lead up to primetime, but now that we're here and we can fully talk about it.
Yeah.
This TechSmart partnership and you know, the service side of things. A lot of the conversation to this point has been about the products with, you know, the Google Nest program and getting Google Nest involved and some of the other, you know, vendors you see around the show floor. But that's the stuff that gets the consumer to buy product from the retailer. But then it's that relationship after the fact.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Tell us a little bit about this TechSmart partnership and what excites you about it.
Yeah, I think it's really one of the missing pieces for the complete connected home experience in the complete connected home environment that we hadn't had a chance to, present or show to previous shows, and it's really one of the missing pieces to the entire category. Your point about the back end support and mm-hmm. creating good customer experiences. It was very obvious that through the building of the tiny home, how the delivery, install, and setup processes were all distinctly different across a lot of our members' conversations and a lot of the member feedback on why the category was so difficult. Yeah. And as a result, because of that, we had we had to come and try to find a solution. And the good thing is that if you do, we were able to partner with TechSmart USA. They're fantastic. They're a great company that does a great job in customer service and tech support. They do it. Have been doing it for a long time. And they have a great network of very good consumer and customer forward and mm-hmm. customer friendly technicians that can help you with all those challenges on the backside.
Right.
After a customer leaves home, and inevitably when something breaks, they will help you without making you feel like that you're don't know what you're doing. And it's really important because I think the continued evolution of the appliance category and the connected home space is only going to put more pressure on the consumers as these things are interacting and talking and transitioning all the way from the router all the way up to every device that's in the house.
Right.
There's more time for challenges. And I always make the joke, I'm the tech support in my house, right? My mom, my wife, they love technology. And when they have a challenge, they generally make the first phone call to me to try to see. In fact, I found my phone ring, and it was probably a tech support call I was trying to get ready to answer.
Always on call, it never stops.
That's
right.
That's right. No.
But it's kind of an interesting dynamic there, in that you think about everything for the consumer as they're purchasing these products. It's an exciting category, and the technology itself is so innovative. And you're talking about purchasing products that are intended to simplify life, and don't get me wrong, they absolutely do, but this is the internet, right?
Yeah.
That we're talking about, so inevitably there's going to be hiccups along the way.
Yeah, that's right.
For the consumer, it's all about a seamless experience, and when it becomes unseamless or not so seamless, finding a seamless way to bring it all back together is just as important.
That's
so,
right.
Because it can be frustrating. Yeah. I've gotten mad. I've yelled at Alexa.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
not happy with me.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
don't have the best relationship at times. It ruins almost that experience of what is supposed to be an incredible product. So
to
be able for members now to have a solution where they can, call up, have something for their customers to kind of continue that relationship and ensure that, your consumer, if there is those hiccups, you can make them happy.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. And it's always evolving, right? So every new product innovation that comes out, every new great benefit and feature, every new example of how innovation and technology does something great for our lives, mm-hmm. it adds to that level of possible complexity and the possible challenges that
Absolutely.
Happen. And we're on the eve of. Of a transition. We're on the eve of a very big transition in the U.S. with 5G and the speeds of internet and 5G implementation that is going to put the house, in a reconfiguration. It's going to change the connectivity. It's going to change the reliance on and make everybody touch their router, touch their password, find their router, and go back and try to connect these devices again.
What's the number? I know we've talked about it. The number of devices per household right now.
So projecting out over the next couple of years, it'd be over 21 devices per household.
That's incredible. And think about the fact that, you know, the router you have in your home right now, if you want to take advantage of those 5G speeds, which by the end of 2020, I know the number is going to increase exponentially across the U.S. So routers are going to be swapped out.
That's right.
You know, and these are products that have already been purchased that are in the home.
That's right.
That if you have something like this TechSmart program and you're capitalizing on it as a retailer, you're going to have a customer that has 21 potential pain points that they're going to have to put onto this new router and reconfigure, go back through their apps. It's going to be nightmarish for them at times.
I'm not looking forward to it, which is why I grabbed a couple of the TechSmart brochures so I get 3-year coverage so that I could start handing them out to family and friends that I have traditionally been the support for.
Here's the guys that call.
That's right, exactly.
I might change my number.
But you're right, though. You think about that. 21 devices all having to reconnect. And that tiny home was the experience that we kind of figured out that this is really a challenge. If we hadn't built that from the ground up, or from this case the wheels up, and went through the pains of setting all those up, we may have overlooked that. We may have overlooked the importance of that function, and our members who came through the home talked about it over and over again about how delivery and install and setup were distinct functions in making sure that these products were operating, and it was holding back these connected devices from being successful because of how hard it was. I'm hoping, and actually I know that this relationship with TechSmart is going to be a fantastic opportunity for our members. It's going to be a good relationship to introduce to our consumers, and it's going to be a very good help. And I'm just glad and very happy and proud that we're helping provide a good solution to something ahead of time, as opposed to reacting on the backside. What's this transition to 5G?
Absolutely. And you know, we can't go too long without talking about the tiny home, but I'm going to use it. I promise I'm only going to use it as a segue in transition.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, when we were at New Orleans at the last show and talking about, you know, kind of the reasoning behind it, it was, as you've mentioned, the providing the experience. So, you know, a way to showcase how these technologies come together, and obviously a piece that has traveled and will continue to travel for nationwide and bring foot traffic and attention to member stores across the country. But not every store can have a tiny home.
That's right.
So, you know, we'd love to have every store, every member, you know, be able to have a tiny home at their location, but just not feasible, not possible. So I know something else you've been working on is getting that experience down to a reasonable and easily integrated retail experience for members. So tell us a little bit about that and what that process has been like.
Yeah, we immediately set out after, to your point, to try to create an executable model for retail, because that, to your point, the tiny home, you can't roll that into a retail location. You can put it in the parking lot, but there are definitely limitations. It was designed to learn, inspire, and create as a great event-based representation of the category, and it's done very, very good for that. But we immediately after that went to building a retail display, utilizing tools and resources that are similar to what you would see in a current retail situation. So standard shelving and standard slat walls and things that you would typically see in many retail, but then refacing it, refreshing it, adding in technology to help as a guided sales and a guided training scenario and a kiosk that we can kind of help guide and shape what the consumer experiences and within that environment. So we partnered with a great retail company, Gori, which helped us with developing the vision and developing the presentation, and the kiosk came out looking fantastic. The integration was fantastic, and I think it opens up the door for members that have maybe not considered one category or the other, either appliances, have been more focused on appliances or more focused on CE. It helps them embrace pulling all those products together and putting them into one space, and it's only a 12 by 20 space.
Yeah, nothing
and
overwhelming.
That's
really.
Right. That's right.
It's crazy. So I mean, the tiny home itself isn't an overwhelming presence because it. At its heart, it's tiny, right?
Yeah,
so
right.
To be able to kind of take that same model, that same concept and idea, and put it in a retail store where it does have a very similar impact on a smaller scale is cool to see, and something I think, I look forward to seeing how members can configure it in their stores and kind of customize it for themselves and make it work.
That's
so,
right. That's right.
That's the whole point of this connected home space.
That's
so
right.
What other challenge? We've hit on a couple of the challenges that. And how Nationwide is addressing those challenges. What other hurdles do you think still exist, or have you pinpointed and identified as hurdles for members and retailers in the connected home space?
Yeah, I think awareness and education on how to support setup and service is one of the big challenges. And we touched a little bit about the kiosk and its role in helping that with the sales associates. But on the delivery and install area. There's still a challenge with how do you go about and executing setting up these connected home devices and then accepting and taking responsibility for the entire home once you introduce them into a customer's home. And I think we're going to have to work really hard on the training scenario with both the not only the sales staff, so they confidently can present it and know that they're presenting it, but they also have the backing of a confident and trained installer and delivery driver and setup team. Team that can then make it a good experience for the customer in their home, so the sales associate's happy with it. And we're going to have to develop a lot of content, a lot of partnership with all of our supporters. And I think you'll see a lot more focus and a bigger push as the adoption starts to pick up within our membership.
I see your eyes training on me as you talk about creating content.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
love this space. And obviously, anyway, we can help as a content team. That's something I can get behind. You need me to. Do a little on the road podcast show the tiny home. If I can work in me living in that thing somehow.
Well, I think I'm coming to
for a short period of time, just a weekend. Let me have it for a weekend.
I think we'll be coming to a town near you very shortly. So keep that in mind.
Might be there. Might be there and might be staying overnight. So, you can even charge me a hotel.
There you go.
No.
Free to stay, buddy. Free to stay anytime. You're welcome to my house anytime.
That alone is worth the jump to Nationwide. I love it. No. But we've talked about a lot of the things that are going on at Primetime and that have been introduced here and what you guys have coming down the pike. But what else excites you about the connected home space, maybe specifically the connected home division at Nationwide? As you look forward to the rest of 2020?
Well, I think we started off with it a little bit, but like I said before, we're on the eve of this big transition in speeds and connectivity. And with our partnership with AT&T and some of the innovations they've got in delivering content, not only internet content, but also programming, is really exciting. And I think as we go through this transition to 5G, the opportunities that are building and how do you maximize and create great customer experiences with the content that's being delivered is going to explode the ideas and create a whole new range and a whole new wave of retail innovation that we haven't even really considered yet. There's that partnership with AT&T is absolutely amazing because of the sharing, because of the like-minded and creating retail solutions, and they do a fantastic job with helping come with real executable retail solutions. And quite frankly, they're leading a new era of retail presentation and innovation that we haven't really seen for a long time. And I think that's what I'm really excited about, because I think you're going to start to see these things blossom into some really fun, cool demonstrations, which in the end, I think will help create further differentiation for independent retailers and continue to create reasons to visit independent retailers in their local markets because you're going to see something, feel something as a consumer that's better, cooler, funner, and it's all intended to have face-to-face interaction.
Yeah, and I'm kind of thinking about just this space, and the connected home has, in my mind, There's lots of education and a lot of awareness that needs to happen still, as you mentioned. But in this channel, and I think about, I'm looking just across the show floor at this prime time and past prime times is laid out, and you know, you think of Nationwide Marketing Group, and obviously there's the furniture, bedding, appliance, and CE channels and markets, but Connected Home is this thing that it just feels like it could break down the walls that might exist between those categories.
That's
because
right.
It is literally impacting furniture, it's impacting
everything.
Bedding, it's impacting connected, consumer electronics, and yep. impacting appliances. And,
that's right.
There's no better example than what's going on in that tiny home.
Yeah, exactly right.
You know, there's no reason that members can't, you might not have a single piece of electronic in your store, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't be thinking about the tiny home.
Clear with my head.
I'm still on the tiny home. No, but
it does that. It steals the show. It's funny how it does it.
It attaches itself to your brain, and you can't get it out. But no, that you know, you can't not be thinking about the connected home.
That's right. Exactly. And it's and to your point, you know, at some point in the near future, just about every product we buy is going to be connected. And so by doing this, we're putting this investment now, we're actually on the cusp of, and we're on the front side of this development and the launch and the activity that's happening, and we're putting our members in a really good spot to be ready for these things so we don't miss waves of retail opportunities like in the past with the computer business maybe, or maybe with the gaming business or some of the other product categories, the innovation categories that members weren't quite prepared to help service to make
Certainly.
It a good experience and then a good back end experience with the consumer. So
not to mention that, you know, the $490 billion number that we continue to hear about.
That's
so
right.
if you need one more reason, one reason at all, that number alone, B, a billion with a B.
Yeah.
So just think about
that's
that.
Right. That's exactly
the
right.
The opportunity that's there for you as a retailer. So
that's right.
Mr. Mattel, I always appreciate you stepping in and chatting. So this was a good time as always. And, you know, I'll let you get back out there on the show floor
awesome,
for
buddy.
A little bit longer.
Great job. And have a great job on a great show, too. Thank you.
Thank you. No, I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right, and a huge thanks again to Derek for taking the time to come on the podcast, come on the Independent Thinking Podcast, chat with us about these new programs and partnerships that he's developed over the last couple of months, and share them with us. I think, you know, his excitement is clear around these programs and you know, the opportunity that they'll present for our members who get involved with them, and it's kind of infectious. So look forward to seeing where they go, where Gorey, where TechSmart USA go with Nationwide, and how our members benefit from them. So as always, appreciate you taking the time to listen to the podcast, and we will catch you next time.